Right now, though, let's get to an NFL blitz.
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
Well, he'd be mad at me because I left off a ring. Seventh ring for Robert Horry. Mike, so a couple of interesting things going on around the league, right? I mean, first of all, we've gotten to that point where a ton of injuries are affecting the National Football League. And some of these, you're not replacing Aiden Hutchinson. You're not replacing, if Mike Evans is out for a long period of time, you're not replacing him, Tampa Bay. I mean, like, there are things that are going on. And by the way, Godwin had surgery today.
Yep.
He's out.
Brandon Ayuk for the 49ers.
Huge. So all of these injuries now, and this is the thing that nobody has control over, and we know it happens periodically throughout the course of a season. How do you overcome this, Mike? This changes the course of a season.
It just does. I mean, we've talked about it before. There's just when you have skill set guys like that, and Godwin and Evans, we said they're one of the great tandems in the NFL. And Baker, part of the reason he got paid is he had great guys to throw to.
That's right.
You know, and Canales got a job because he figured it out to get them the ball, right? But it just, yeah, you just don't replace that kind of talent. You can't imagine having. I'm not even going to say it because I don't even want to put it in my mouth. But you know, losing some of our guys that we depend on to get the ball down the field.
By the way, it's not an injury, but Jameson Williams. What the hey is going on with this dude, man?
PEDs? Because it's a two-game suspension. He already had the suspension for gambling, which I know we've already covered that. I know even though the NFL's in bed with casinos, you still can't do it. They bird dog it, and he's already missed a lot of time. Tremendous talent.
He didn't have an impact this last game. I mean, they beat the Vikings basically without him, but the fact is he's become their down-the-field guy. He is going to be out for the next two games. So for you fantasy owners, and Mike, he's had a – it's kind of been, a star-crossed start to his career, right?
He just, you know, he should be opposite Amon-Ra St. Brown, the super, speaking of a dynamic duo that sort of complement each other in that passing game. And Goff has had the best four games. We saw that number yesterday. It's one of the great four-game splits in NFL history, what he's been able to accomplish. So, yeah, but that knucklehead's got to keep his head on straight. Crazy story. Now, I don't know, Chris, but the talkback's not working. Have you ever heard of Jack Settleman? I don't know who this is. You know, whenever you see stuff on social media, Carl, you go, all right, first of all, who's the source, right?
Right.
He's got 56,000 followers. It's called Snapback Sports. You ever heard of it? Me neither. He says the Rams and Vikings are in serious trade talks for Matthew Stafford.
Wow.
That's what I said. I mean, what? You're already, Darnold has one less than great half, and now you're cutting bait on Sam. I don't know where that's coming from. That's why I asked you if you ever heard of this dude.
No, I'm not either. That to me makes no sense at this particular point. But if anything, the Vikings are going to do two things, right? First of all, remember, we've forgotten because they play so well. They drafted J.J. McCarthy, okay?
Right.
He is going to be their future.
He's just sitting out this year with the injury.
And he played well in the preseason until he got hurt, and everybody was getting excited. And then here comes Sam Darnold, who, okay, he's serviceable. No, he's better than serviceable. Mike, they're in a really good spot. McCarthy is going to be back. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. And then you've got Darnold. If you want to pay him to keep him, it makes no sense to me to go and make this move.
The other thing is we've got the trade deadline coming up in 2 weeks' time, thereabouts. I saw this on social media, and let me just run this one by. And
okay.
And this is one we can kick this around and have some fun.
All right.
The Browns are in a tough spot. Jameis is going to be taking over. Bailey Zappi's been added to the roster, the IR designation for Watson, who maybe his career is over in Cleveland, wherever it goes. Would you trade a package of draft picks and Michael Penix for Myles Garrett? If they ask for Michael Penix in a trade, just throwing it out there, guys, just spitballing. Because I've seen this stuff last two or three days on Twitter or whatever. We don't call it X. But would you or you say no? They believed in him so much to do something which nobody in the league thought was supposed to have been done, which is sign Cousins and draft a quarterback. Or would you say Myles Garrett is such a transformative piece that I can go find another quarterback in the draft down the road?
We going to Super Bowl this year?
It's about a 2 year, just maybe 3 years tops with window if Cousins can stay healthy. That would be the argument.
If you're not, then no.
Because if you do get, for instance, Cousins right now, we're coming off a pretty poor performance. And I don't know, you and I have debated. He's back, right? He's back. This is just a crap week for the Falcons. But either way, if Cousins continues to establish himself, last week aside, then you don't even see Penix probably till his fourth year. If Cousins actually, what if Cousins throws for, like, just for argument's sake, 4,000 yards next year? You going to cut bait on him? That's the argument. That's what always made it so strange about the Penix dynamic. Guys, I like Penix. I think he's going to be a star in this league. I'm just asking the question. I'm not making a judgment on it. But Myles Garrett, for a team which is the worst team in the NFL for rushing a passer, if that was something that would come up in a discussion, I'd certainly kick the tires.
Here's the issue with it, though, to the Falcons' point. In the way this season is going, we will not be in the top 10 again. Okay? Not this year. Maybe not next year. Right. To your point, if things are going the way that you're talking about, then when are you drafting the next quarterback? Right. And this is why they did what they did in that moment, because this belief that you can go pick a third rounder, Desmond Ridder,
oof,
is not realistic. And by the way, the Raiders are going to pick up Ridder. He's about to be a Raider here as a backup. But Mike, that becomes the issue. So you can say, well, of course I'd go get Myles Garrett. But we can just find another guy. We can find another quarterback. When are you going to do that?
And that was the logic when we talked to Terry the day after the draft, you know, as we were into Friday after the draft on Thursday night, was everything Carl just said. We'll never be in a position because, look, how much we wanted Jaden Daniels. There was an impossibility. Nobody was going to come off Jaden Daniels. Nobody was going to come off any of those top picks.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the argument, and we've already seen the other side of it to your point about Ridder and trying to find, you know, take a flyer on somebody late.
It is interesting, though. Hey, Brian Daboll says Daniel Jones will remain his starting quarterback ahead of Drew Lock. He didn't have any success on Sunday either. They got beat down by the Eagles. The Giants offense is just pathetic right now. The defense is halfway decent, but they're on the field a lot. Giants play on the road again against the Steelers next Monday night, but apparently it is still going to be Daniel Jones.
Yeah, and just when you thought he was sort of coming out and looking pretty, you know, decent numbers, he's going to top 10 there for a couple of weeks, right?
He did.
But, you don't feel it. And they also miss Saquon. I mean, all that offseason with the Giants on Hard Knocks and them going round and round. If you have a mediocre quarterback, you need a really good running back. I mean, that's not that complicated, right? Other stories, and you and I were joking around about this off the air yesterday. I mean, you got Antonio Pierce, who's an OG, saying, my team is weak. Business decisions. Now you got Gerard Mayo going, my team is soft. But then guess who pops off and says, not so fast.
Oh, this is a really good team defensively, a run defense.
Oh.
You can't say they're soft.
Now he's gonna chime in, huh? Yeah.
I'm just busy antiquing right now in Nantucket with my young girlfriend, but we were not soft.
I'm a little surprised, Bill, that thing has still lasted as
long
as
it has. Hello, everyone. Surprised to see me here?
Yes, I am.
Well, I use the code Andy, and I get the Blue Chew.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
That's a big game changer.
That makes total sense, Coach. I get it. I'm going to be with Gerard May on this. They are soft. They're soft. The Patriots are soft.
There's certain teams that you and I have mentioned. The Raiders are really tough to watch right now, right? With the exception maybe of the time if the ball gets anywhere near Brock Bowers.
Have you tried the Blue Chew?
Not yet. Becky and I have got a trip coming up. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
Somebody watching the dog. You know, the dog's always in the bedroom.
A friend of mine told a golf buddy.
Yeah.
He is younger. I think he's dating. No.
Somebody younger has got to step it up?
Correct.
Gotcha.
Yes, correct. And he was the one who told me about this whole thing. And I was like, what? And he was like, it's different.
Now that.
I was like, what do you mean it's different?
What does it mean different? So then he says to me,
true story here. He says, you want some? And I said, wait a minute. It's not prescribed. He's like, it's not a big deal. You can try it. You can try it. So to your point, right. I'm not either, but right. It's there for me too if I want to.
I need a sit rep on that. Gotta know what that's all about.
Yeah.
Then I saw some ad on TV watching the NFL.
I'll try anything once.
There's something else they've added. Now it's apparently kind of a lotion.
What?
That you apply directly.
I don't know if that's going to help.
I just saw the ad for it. Have you guys seen the ad for this thing yet?
It's a lotion?
It's apparently you just apply liberally and you go to work.
Isn't that always the case?
Just tell you. We're speaking in code for kids in the car right now. Yeah, I'm just. But anyway.
Right. Andy, I just had to ask.
No.
My buddy was like, yo, yeah. That's how he said it. Literally, he looked at me and goes, it's different. I said, okay. All right.
Yeah, I mean, generally, I don't need anything to last for more than 7 minutes, if I'm honest, man. But that's me.
You know what? When I was young. Yeah.
Right.
Now that we're in this conversation, when I was young, I want to go all day.
Right. Now
I'm sorry. I'm just telling the truth. Now, can we just, like,
I just want to watch TV and go back to sleep.
All right, where were we? Sorry.
On that note, sorry, kids.
Sorry.
But yes, so when it comes
sometimes
back.
Sometimes we go down these roads.
We're just talking about Belichick. Meanwhile, Aaron Rodgers blames himself for a bad decision.
15 minutes?
On game, yeah.
20.
Thereabouts.
25?
Well, is that including the preamble there? Or?
It depends. It all and then, you know, of course, mental acuity. You've got to obviously think about math problems and old third baseman on your old team. So maybe, you know, keep yourself going there.
Here's the deal. And then
keep your mind off the task in some cases.
Here's the deal. Then I got to be quiet, Turtle. Just talk back. I can't hear anything you're saying. Here's the deal. Women always say that they don't.
No.
But they don't. They're not telling us the truth.